So here's a screenshot of the Child Adolescent Reassessment first page. So let's update ourselves on the clients we first met in the full assessment module. So Sarah's current symptoms and behaviors are as follows. We first start with the client's response to treatment over the past treatment year. And you may see that although the client has made some recent progress in the past 2 months, she does continue to exhibit oppositional and defiant behaviors such as arguing, talking back to teachers 5 times per week, angry outbursts at home, which includes yelling and cursing 3 times per week, is easily annoyed by peers, which leads to arguments at school 3 times per week, and refuses to complete some of her school assignments or follow simple adult requests 5 times per week. Her oppositional and defiant behaviors currently last approximately 2 to 3 hours per occurrence and started approximately 4 years ago. These oppositional and defiant behaviors are described as moderate in intensity and continue to interfere with her ability to establish and maintain positive peer and adult relationships, and she is at risk of being suspended from school. Her grades have only slightly improved due to her refusal to complete some assignments, which negatively impacts her academic functioning. She is no longer exhibiting any symptoms associated with depression and therefore does not have a secondary diagnosis of unspecified depressive disorder. So the first question here is, do we see all the components of FIDO, frequency, intensity, duration, onset? There are a few different frequencies indicated depending on the symptom or behavior. Intensity is described as moderate. Duration is lasting approximately 2 to 3 hours per occurrence, and the onset started approximately 4 years ago. The next question is now, what about functional impairment? We do see that the client's symptoms and behaviors are continuing to cause struggles in establishing and maintaining peer and adult relationships, and she's still at risk of being suspended from school, and her grades are still negatively impacted because of her symptoms and behaviors. Please note that the last sentence updates the client's diagnosis, stating that there are no longer symptoms associated with depression, and thus the secondary diagnosis of unspecified depressive disorder under current symptoms and behaviors is no longer applicable. So as you take a moment to read the response to treatment, current symptoms and behaviors, and current impairments in life functioning, ask yourself, does the primary diagnosis sound like it remains the same? And do we get a good clinical picture of what is going on with the client a year after she's been admitted to our agency?